Branding is not a corporate responsibility. This is Joseph Tan here of GoodMonday.com. What is branding? Branding is the cumulative effect of consistent experiences. The more consistent I am to the values I espouse, the stronger brand connection becomes and therefore soliciting loyalty. We cannot speak of brand loyalty as some sort of a corporate exercise which is devoid of individual responsibility. In fact, it is the consistent character of the individual which collectively contributes to the organizational ethos. In summary, branding is about buy-in and ownership at the grassroots level. The trouble is, most branding exercises take place in the high tower of management than in the thick of operational grassroots. Before you get carried away with redesigning the logo and the corporate colors, I encourage you to reflect on three key points of branding readiness. Unless you have these points of readiness in place, your logo redesign will only result in superficial awareness. Point number one, do you have proven performance or just potential promise? A truly strong brand is that which reinforces current practices. That means when someone hears the mention of your company, can they relate positive, past, and proven performance? The fact of the matter is that while we judge ourselves on our intentions, others judge us by our actions. What you feel about the organization is not as important as what others experience when they come in contact with you. The word hypocrisy comes to mind when I observe companies who go through the visual redesigns, but the attitude and behavior of employees remain the same. You have just merely put on new clothes on the same old person. Put in the effort to live up to your current professed values first, and then when practice confirms proclamation, then you are ready to announce to the world what has already been happening in the company. In this way, branding confirms reality rather than promising a virtual one. Point number two, do you have a loyal and committed management team? Nothing hurts a company's reputation more than the exodus of leaders. In reality, the health of the organization is inextricably linked with the state of leadership. That's when, you know, why when a scandal hits, it is the leader who resigns, not the production operator. A strong branding exercise presumes the existence of an equally strong leadership team where there is unity with a common hope and vision for the future. Unless you have a loyal and committed team in the present, how are you going to convince your customers that you will be there for them in the future? Point number three, do you recognize your employees beyond just the bottom line results? Guard against and utilitarian attitude towards employees and co-workers. Recognize that employees are more than just a dot on the organization chart. Each employee represents a unique individual. If coached properly, will yield a greater return on your training investment. Don't just recognize those who bring in the sales dollar. What about those in finance, admin, logistics, production, quality, and the list goes on? Those who take care of the supplies are just as important as those who yield the sword during the battle. Practice a culture of recognition for good character, in addition to recognizing exceptional performance. Then employees will see that in this company, how we do our job is as important as what we do in our job. So, are you still game for a corporate or department makeover? Get your foundations right first. Put in the effort to have the right substance in place, and then the structure will look good. Branding is the structure, character is the substance. Think about it. This is Joseph Tan here of GoodMonday.com.